I'm joined today by Brianna Wu, who is head of development at video game developer Giant Space Cat. The topic of discussion today is Gamergate. And if you have not been following this topic, for people who may not be up to speed, Gamergate is sort of an online movement, and I recognize that that's kind of an amorphous term, that has two different points of view on what it is. One is that Gamergate is a sort of uprising against what some claim is corruption, bias, fraud, nepotism within the gaming industry. And then there are critics, and I believe you are one of these critics, Brianna, who see Gamergate more as a kind of reactionary movement of mostly white male gamers, and that it has a strong misogynistic and in some cases even racist underpinning. Tell us how you were initially brought into the Gamergate fold.
A damsel in distress.
According to the Newsweek story, they say that of the Gamergate-related tweets that mention you,
yes,
90% are neutral, right? And that there's somewhere around 3-4% that are positive, and maybe somewhere between 6-9%, I'm kind of estimating here, that were negative tweets. So when we, and this I think is a problem with these kind of amorphous movements, when you think of Anonymous or Occupy, what does it really mean to be part of that movement or not? But I guess the question that these numbers bring me to ask you is, what evidence do you have that the threats that you've asserted you have received were from someone that is part of Gamergate, or I guess endorsed by Gamergate? And I don't even know if that's a term that has meaning because of the amorphous nature.
Why
did you decide to publicize these threats? And the reason I ask this question is, I've been on the receiving end of a range that goes from just kind of petty hate mail to what I would consider a serious and actionable threat. We talk about the hate mail and the negative voicemails and that type of thing, but the five or so times that I received what I considered serious threats, I went to the authorities and did not mention those. I did not post anything. I was advised by federal authorities that it's better not to post those types of things. Why did you make the decision to so heavily publicize these actionable threats?
I'm also, frankly, going to the television stations, doing MSNBC and CNN. Damsel in distress. I have to tell you, I feel like this is kind of a hit piece that you're doing on me right now, to be honest.
And last thing, let's address your allegation that this is a hit piece. Let's talk about that. Hold on a second.
Well, in a moment, I want to answer your question first. I feel like you're really putting me on trial here.
No, by no means. By no means. I think that that's an unfair allegation.
Just trying to figure out what is actually going on.
You just told
here.
Me, gave me a long monologue about why you don't. I have no horse with an aggressive hippies. What I would
just
say to
figure
you
out what is actually
been,
going on
you've
here.
Asked me like one question to present my side.
Just trying
you've
to figure out what is actually
very,
going on
aggressive
here.
Question.
All I'm doing is I spent many hours researching, and I don't want to be accused of not asking you the questions that others believe should absolutely be asked. I've not cut you off. I've presented you with a fair opportunity to answer every single claim, and I hope to have someone on with an opposing view next week or the week after you, and they will be asked all of the same tough questions that you would want asked. So I take very significant issue with the allegation that this is in any way a hit piece.
He was frankly beyond rude to me.
What is actually going on here?
I am the victim of a crime.
I've not cut you off. Opportunity to answer.
I feel like this is kind of a hit piece.
What evidence do you
going
have
on here? A damsel in distress. I'm also frankly in trauma. And the idea was this was a frat bro.
Is that a sock puppet account?
In trauma. Going to a television station. CNN, thousands of emails a day at this point. My electronic devices are exploding. I feel like this is kind of a
hippie. What evidence do you have?
Thanks for making time for us today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Dan Wilmstrom.
Thank you.